Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Well, it's been a long and sad farewell for Borders Books as the Michigan-based bookstore chain closes for good after this weekend on September 12th. To talk about what that will mean for the bookstore industry and what exactly led to the failure of this bookstore giant, I'm joined by Donna Paz Kaufman, a partner at Paz & Associates, a bookstore training group. Donna consults bookstores to help them develop successful business strategies. Welcome to the program, Donna.
Thank you, Michael. It's nice to visit my home state, even by phone.
Excellent. Now, it's been I've been to several of these Borders bookstores in the past several weeks. It's a really sad scene. Stores are being emptied out. Employees look like they're on the verge of depression. Borders was such a dominant force in the bookstore industry. What was their most critical mistake?
Well, they had a wonderful thing going for quite a few years, and when I was early on in the book business, I trained under Borders. So it is a sad moment for me as well. But it all started really when Borders sold to Kmart, when Tom and Lewis took their baby and gave it to a corporation. And I think that's when we started to see the dynamics change. And like we saw in Michigan with the car industry, that things can stray so easily from what it is that you are in business to do to being distracted by numbers and selling real estate to publishers instead of selling books to customers. So I think it's all started, Michael, when Borders went on to the New York Stock Exchange under Kmart.
In this explosive growth from a single store in Ann Arbor to over 400 nationwide, was that somewhat irresponsible? Should there have been a less ambitious approach to the chain's growth?
Yeah, well, I think it's, we've seen it in several big box formats, the same story playing out over and over again. And unfortunately, the economy grew and it seemed like it was, you know, our glory days in the United States, but it wasn't. And I think this is a moment that we can all pause to say, okay, what really did go wrong here? And, in the book business with the big box stores, they just simply got too big. And with electronic reading being a little bit more popular, still not everything in the book industry, it's a far cry from that, but the stores were overbuilt. So in terms of operations, there were a number of things that went wrong. The size of the stores, the number of locations, maybe mm-hmm. some of the markets that they went into, and then some of the programs that they tried to bring to the book industry from other corporate retail stores like Home Depot just didn't work in an industry that's kind of quirky.
Now, the Borders now being gone, what's likely to fill that hole in the industry, or is that even a hole to be filled? Is the demand just not there?
Oh, boy. I think this is a wonderful topic of conversation for our communities across America to have, because a bookstore is a bookstore, but a bookstore is also an extension of the cultural arts community. And what I mean by that is that you have certainly a place that is a business, but a place that brings readers and writers together, gets kids excited about books and reading. And we need to, as communities, say, okay, what do we want and what are we willing to support? So what I know about Michigan and growing up in Michigan is that people know how to work hard and the work ethic is really strong. So I think it's time for Michigan people to get together and say, if we really miss our bookstores, who's going to step up and how can we support a smaller scale bookstore be successful? Because we know now that the larger scale stores are simply not sustainable. So mm-hmm. let's bring back homegrown businesses to Main Street America and help build our local economies.
I'm talking to Donna Paz Kaufman, a partner at Paz & Associates, a bookstore training group. Other than these coffee shops and sitting areas that bookstores typically now have, is there anything else they can really do to draw customers into their doors?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's the fun playground of being an entrepreneur in the book business. And when you think about, well, who does a bookstore try to appeal to? And we're looking at people who are interested in lifelong learning. And we read in a variety of ways, and we learn in a variety of ways. And in a way, a bookstore can be a sense of place to get out of the craziness of life, get out from behind the computer and come and listen to an author talk or just be part of a book group or come to story time. So number one is a sense of place. It's a place to get away from your solitude and away from your busyness and focus on things that will stretch your brain and stretch your awareness. The other thing is just a matter of convenience. Chances are we all have people in our lives that we buy gifts for. And so we say, okay, well, if we want to buy a book for a kid, what can go with that book that can be fun and interesting? A card, a game, something interesting and brain-teasing kind mm-hmm. of way. So outside of the coffee bar approach, which I know is, you know, kind of run its course here, it goes back to what are we about? We're about community and we're about interesting things that feed the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And that third thing that I want to say is back into the food and drink realm, because it does help us feel more comfortable in a place. We have bookstores now opening wine bars, a whole different kind of scale, an uptick from a coffee bar, but also opening doors, cutting through the wall to the neighbor that happens to have an indie coffee shop next door. Yes. So there are some interesting partnerships, and I think this is a time for local businesses to put their hats together and really go out into the marketplace and create a sense of place by using their combined creative energies.
A bar and bookstore combo. Now, there's certainly an idea there. Now, finally, about a minute left. What's the reality of the bookstore business now? Is it, in fact, far less profitable than it was a decade ago?
I wouldn't say far less. It's always been a challenge. We're not like jewelry stores or clothing stores or gift stores. We're working on a shorter margin, so it's as hard as ever, but I say this is our decade to shine. With over 600 border stores closing, and before that, all of those hundreds of Walden bookstores, we've got billions of dollars. We've got $2.25 billion worth of print book sales up for grabs now that the border stores are closing. So I am enthusiastic.
Mm-hmm.
We are seeing the SBA open up some funds to small business. So if we care about community, this is the era for entrepreneurs.
So the only superpower left then is going to be Barnes & Noble's. Is that right?
Well, we can't forget Amazon. They are in every community, although they are kicking their heels deeper and deeper in the sand that they do not want to collect sales taxes. And as we all know, that's about roads and libraries and quality of life.
Well, an Amazon retail space, that could be quite something. Is that even on the table?
No, I don't think so. They are in every home and any place with a computer. I don't think they even want to go there. They know it's hard. And so I think they're going to leave that to us. And that's okay with us. What we would like to see is the Main Street Fair Act be adopted throughout the country, so mm-hmm. at least they start collecting sales tax. Even the smallest companies like ours collect sales tax, and they should do that for the sake of our communities and states.
Donna Paz Kaufman, a partner at Paz and Associates, a bookstore training group. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Michael.
Coming